Chapter 21. Desperate to get rid of the disgusting contents of the garbage bags, Evan pounded on the door anyway.
Come on! Somebody! Somebody open up!
No reply. He pounded with both fists. Silence. Finally, Andy had to pull him away.
The store is closed, a young woman called from across the street. It closed a few days ago. See? It's all boarded up and everything.
Very helpful, Evan muttered under his breath. He slammed his hand angrily against the door.
Evan, stop. You'll hurt yourself, Andy warned.
Now what? Evan demanded.
Got any more fantastic ideas, Andy?
She shrugged.
It's your turn to come up with something brilliant.
Evan sighed miserably.
Maybe I could give it to Catherine and tell her it's beef. Then she'd chop it up with that knife she's always carrying around.
I don't think you're thinking too clearly right now, Andy said, putting a sympathetic hand on his shoulder.
They both stared down at the garbage bags. They appeared to be moving, expanding and contracting, as if the green globs inside were breathing.
Let's go back to Catherine's, Evan said, his voice trembling. Maybe we'll think of something on the way.
Somehow they managed to drag the monster blood back to Catherine's house. The sun had gotten high in the sky. As they headed to the backyard, Evan was drenched with sweat. His arms ached. His head throbbed.
Now what?
He asked weakly, letting go of the bulging lawn bag. Andy leaned her bike against the side of the garage. She pointed to the big aluminum trash can next to the garage door.
How about that? It looks pretty sturdy.
She walked over to it to investigate.
And look, the lid clamps down.
Okay. Evan agreed, wiping his forehead with the sleeve of his t-shirt. Andy pulled off the lid of the big can. Then she dumped in the contents of her bag. It hit the bottom with a sick, squishy sound. Then she hurried to help Evan.
It's so heavy,
Evan groaned, struggling to pull the bag up.
We can do it, Andy insisted.
Working together, they managed to slide the monster blood from the plastic bag. It rolled out like a tidal wave, sloshing noisily against the sides of the can, raising up as if trying to escape. With a loud sigh of relief, Evan slammed the metal lid down on top of it and clamped the handles down.
Whoa!
Andy cried. They both stared at the can for a long moment, as if expecting it to explode or burst apart.
Now what?
Evan asked, his features tight with fear. Before Andy could reply, they saw Catherine step out of the kitchen door. Her eyes searched the backyard until she spotted them.
Evan! Good news! She called.
Glancing back at the trash can, Evan and Andy came hurrying over. Catherine was holding a yellow piece of paper in her hand. A telegram.
Your mother is coming to pick you up this afternoon, Catherine said, a wide smile on her face.
I think Catherine is glad to get rid of me, was Evan's first thought. And then, dismissing that thought, he leaped up and whooped for joy. It was the best news he'd ever received.
I'm out of here,
he exclaimed after his aunt had returned to the house.
I'm out of here! I can't wait!
Andy didn't appear to share his joy.
You're leaving your aunt a nice little surprise over there, she said, pointing to the trash can.
I don't care! I'm out of here!
Evan repeated, raising his hand for Andy to slap him a high five. She didn't cooperate.
Don't you think we have to tell someone about the monster blood? Or do something about it? Before you leave?
But Evan was too excited to think about that now.
Hey, Trigger!
he called, running to the dog's pen at the back of the yard.
Trigger! We're going home, boy!
Evan pulled open the gate and gasped.